Hello, I'm Paul Scarpino, Marketing Manager for IBM's Enterprise Content Management Solutions. I'm speaking with Randolph Kahn, CEO of Kahn Consulting and co-founder of Delve. And today we are here to talk about classification. Let's start from square one, Randy. What is classification? How would you define it?
Classification is the process of organizing information that has shared characteristics.
And what is auto-classification?
Auto-classification is harnessing technology to help you understand what information you have out there, organize it so it has maximum benefit to an institution. To imagine, most organizations today of any size have terabytes, hundreds of terabytes, and in some cases, petabytes of data, hundreds of millions of files, perhaps billions of files. How is an organization going to have a handle on what they have in electronic context? Certainly, given those kinds of numbers, employees don't have a fighting chance being able to organize or understand anything because the volume is simply too great. Furthermore, employees are not so great at it. So harnessing technology today to allow an organization to understand what it has is hugely valuable and hugely important. And in that regard, technology has come a long way in the last few years of doing that heavy lifting.
Let's dive a little deeper. Why do businesses need to classify information?
Imagine a typical enterprise, company, governmental institution that's been stockpiling information for the last two decades. They piled it into desktops. They piled it into LANs. They piled it into shared drives. All of a sudden, you wake up one day, and you have this gargantuan pile of information, not knowing what value it has to the enterprise, what its business value is, what its record value is, if, in fact, it's company trade secrets, whether or not there's information security concerns around the content. There is no possible way to understand what it is and the value of the enterprise unless you classify it. And the only way to do that today, economically, expeditiously, is harnessing technology to do that heavy lifting.
And once information is classified, what do you do with it thereafter?
So the act of classifying, again, understanding your stuff, understanding how that stuff gets organized within the information technology environment is one step of the process, but that's not the end game. The end game is knowing what your stuff is and the value to the organization, how to manage it, how to lock it down, whether it can be disposed, if it needs to be retained longer. All those things ultimately have a business driver. That is, I want to know what records we have that need to be retained. The end game is to retain it in the ordinary course of business, and the end of its useful life, dispose of it. Again, freeing up resources so you can be a more efficient business. Hugely important exercise today where companies are spending millions, tens of millions, or even more just storing stuff. So there's the economics piece of it, there's the regulatory piece of it, and then there's the practical business sense. I need to know what kind of records we have so we can run our business.
Is information auto-classification common in the marketplace?
In the last several years, technology has evolved a great deal in the marketplace, and organizations are realizing that it's the confluence of a number of events. I call it the perfect information mismanagement storm. More content, ubiquitously mismanaged by organizations, more laws, more regulations, greater downside, and what the heck do they do? And in this context of this information management storm, organizations have realized, I need to do something. People can't do it. It's not reasonable to expect that my employees are going to be able to classify hundreds of millions of email messages or scads of Word documents and Excel spreadsheets located in shared drives by the thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions and hundreds of millions, which, again, for most big organizations, that's their reality. So today and in the last couple of years, organizations have been looking for specific tools that will allow them to harness information, better manage information. It's what I call right-sizing their information footprint, getting rid of the crud in a legally defensible kind of way, keeping the stuff that matters in a more regulated, more governed kind of way, and being a more efficient business along the way.
Can you give me some examples of what businesses are actually doing now with the classification technologies?
a large financial services company, has an initiative this year to reduce or right-size its information footprint substantially. To be able to do that, you're talking about hundreds of terabytes of content, using technology, using policy, using people to get rid of the crud, keep the business valuable stuff, and do it in a legally defensible kind of way by making sure that all regulatory and legal needs are being addressed. And what that means practically is, if any information is needed for audit, litigation, investigation, ongoing, threatened, or imminent, that stuff remains. If SEC has satisfied their record-keeping requirements so that their retention period has run, you're really left with stuff, business information, whose life cycle has run. And at the end of that useful life cycle, in the ordinary course of business, in a legally defensible kind of way, organizations are getting rid of that fraud. The significance of this, I can't stress enough that in today's environment, organizations try to justify these kinds of initiatives in all kinds of ways, reducing their risk profile, saving on litigation expense, becoming a more efficient business. All of that is true. It's absolutely true. The simple storage costs per year for big organizations, right-sizing that allows an organization to make ROI sense today and in the very near future to take on these initiatives to clean house. Organizations spend millions of dollars on storage of extraneous, unnecessary, over-retained content. If I can get rid of that in a legally defensible kind of way and save the company millions of dollars every year, why not do it?
What are the benefits of automating classification?
Well, let me first point out that using auto classification technologies, as powerful as they are and as useful as they are not without upfront effort. But once the upfront effort is done and undertaken, you have a piece of technology with rules in that technology that really do two things. It allows me to manage the content that already exists, and in some cases, let's say, clean up the trash from the past. But even more than that, it creates a new information paradigm moving forward that allows information to be managed across a life cycle using these technologies with minimal human intervention. My employees can do their regular job, and they don't have to worry about records retention, privacy classification, information security rules application, whatever it is. It allows us not only to right-size the information footprint looking back, but then more fundamentally, transform information management for the enterprise moving forward.
You mentioned an upfront effort. How does an organization typically get started on this journey?
I'm a huge fan of testing technology within your environment with real rules and real people to see how effective those technologies are. Because in the end, in a box, as beautiful as it may be, if it doesn't work in their environment, value is substantially diminished. Let's show them how great it is. Let's show them the work effort involved. Let's give them a real sense of how valuable it is and let them know the goods, the bads, and the uglies up front so that they can make the smart business choice. They can invest the right resources to make the project a success so they can properly classify their information and transform their organization.
That is all the time we have. Randy, I really enjoyed speaking with you. Thank you.
Paul, as usual, it was great talking with you.